Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model
like,
that we have right
like
now.
Like, it's a movement?
So the
like,
three core demands
Tina?
Of the National
like,
Day of Action
Becky?
Are free public
like,
college, a cancellation
Chad?
Of student debt,
like,
and a $15
an
hour minimum wage
oh my God.
For
like,
people who
totally.
Work on the campus.
And how's that going
like,
to be paid?
Totally.
Great question.
Question. So I hadn't really thought about that because I don't understand
I'm not
how
sure
money works.
On like a national level
like
or at particular schools,
I pretty
I
much
sort of
thought that
both.
Money was just something that like comes from my parents. I didn't know that
somebody.
Money was like a thing that just didn't magically appear whenever you want free stuff. Because you know, like it should be free. Like I should get free
really
healthcare,
sort of
but like the people providing the healthcare should still get paid, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. Like somebody else should pay for it because why should I have to pay for anything? Because I'm a college girl. Because oh my God, vagina. Greetings, friends and enemies. Oh yeah, it's the great one. So this is the first college kid cast of 2020. I did not realize until I sat down and started this. I haven't done an episode of the college kid cast here in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2020. I'm not drunk, but I am on my second beer. And I'm a kind of a lightweight. I'm a cheap date. Hey girls, I'm a cheap date. I am a cheap date. Because, I mean, how much does it cost for a girl to suck my dick? Well, nothing, except her dignity. But the kind of girls I date don't have any dignity. Ow!
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks.
Right, so we're going to tax all these people. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about communism.
Who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
Who's going to pay?
If they leave...
The country.
The United States. The country, you stupid bitch.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1%.
There's always going to be a 1%! There's always going to be a 1%! Oh, hey, and you cucks out there, you want them to vote.
We gotta let women vote. We gotta be fair and egalitarian. We gotta get them to get vote.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. They could pay for everything. Just the 1%, they just have money blowing out of their fucking ears. Of course they could pay for it. They could pay for everything.
You think your friends, their parents, your parents...
She doesn't have any friends.
...would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits.
I come from an incredibly working class family.
Right, wait for
my
it.
My family is already on numerous forms of government assistance. And
yeah, they're working.
By,
okay,
know, in order
people
to get
who work
college.
Are not on government assistance.
I live in a world and I see a system
I fucking
where
work. I'm not on government assistance, other than when I drive down your precious fucking roads.
It's a big great one. The government built the roads. We built the roads. And we just drive the roads. And we built the roads. What were the things you wanted for
yourself? Makes me furious.
We're very rational, loving, accepting, not xenophobic, and yeah, we're Syrians. Come on over. Actually, I'm in Pennsylvania, so we're still accepting refugees.
Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, it sounds in my heart.
Hold it, July. But you can't make a whole housewife.
And when it all boils down, you're going to find an end.
Bitch, the dog's a man's best friend. But you found you a hoe that you like.
But you can't make a whole housewife.
Especially if she's gone to college.
Every day. This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Yeah, fuck your laws. All right? Fuck your laws that keep you from killing me. I mud person. I immigrate here. I fucking take your tax money. Man, fuck your laws. Why I have to improve? Why I have to obey by your fucking laws? You see me? I fucking frown. I do what I want. Preaching understanding while we punch some Nazis.
Sprint to the co-op.
All right, you guys.
I get two blue
enjoy
books,
this. I'm gonna get another.
And
beer.
I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my
don't
friend
worry,
who's in the class.
Worry. Don't worry, your
this
pretty
girl's
little
like,
heads.
I'm in the third the row, and I turn around, and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know
podcast,
why you can count, but you're not
okay?
There. Like, I'm in the first row.
It's
you're in the third
happen.
Row.
Just
that's
relax.
Not happening. And then I look around some more, and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month. But still, like, I don't recognize them. And so I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF, right? This is, like, world cinema history. She's like, no, this is physics. Okay, then where's my exam? I text my friend, and she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in Hog. So I'm like, oh, my God. And I run straight into a window in front of all these people. So I scream an expletive and move 2 feet to the left to an open door and run to Hog.
See, I told you I'd be back in time. Everybody relax. All right, the great one has a beer. Well, the great one has a beer and, oh, that's about, maybe 15% of a beer. See, I can make that guesstimate because I'm a man and I can do math. All right. I'm a little bit, not a lot, but I'm a little bit pissed off. I mean, I'm serious, guys. This was a good joke, all right? Yeah, what if somebody put a Jew on a cross and, oh wait, the Jews put a Jew on the cross. That's a good fucking joke, guys. That is fucking funny. Do I have to come on here and explain humor to you people? I'm fucking Christ almighty. But it's okay, because this is not the Jew cast. This is the college kid cast. And we're going to do some humor here. Because this has got to be humor. I mean, this shit's got to be humor. This has obviously got to be an attempt at satire, because the things I'm going to read you today can't possibly be true. Now, I hinted that this one was coming, so we're going to start off with this one. All right. Are we ready? Do I need to do anything? Do I need to announce that I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, and I'm right. I've always been right. I've always been right. I've never been wrong. Go fuck yourself. Do I need to announce that? Do I need to remind you that Michael W. Dean and I invented both podcasting and blogging? You're welcome. Do I need to remind you this is not the Clary podcast, where you don't spend the first 25 minutes talking about Indian engineers wanting to see boobies and asking each other, can you hear me? No, can you hear me? No, can you hear me? And this is not the Pigot podcast, pushingrubberdownhill.com, where he's the hostess with the mostest. I am not the host with the most. I am just the fucking great one. There is no more than that. Okay? Adam can have the most if he wants, but I am the greatest. I'm the one who's never been fucking wrong. Welcome to my fucking world, bitches. This isn't the Frank Servi cast, Heil Hitler, where he makes fucking Jew jokes and you have to drink every time you hear it. You know how drunk I got? Frank, you fucking cocksucker.
And in Vegas, I'm hanging out in Vegas. I'm playing golf with Aaron Cleary. I'm Frank Servi. I'm an author. I'm hanging out in Vegas.
Dude, do you know how fucking drunk I got listening to that podcast? Because I took a drink every time you made a fucking Jew joke. Dude, you almost killed me from alcohol poisoning, you low-life cocksucking motherfucker. Why don't you, instead of fucking trying to kill the great one with your fucking Jew jokes and your drinking games, why don't you fucking focus on teachers who bang their students, okay? Why don't you put your fucking uses to good time? Put your time to good uses. Great one, you need to calm the fuck down. No, I don't need to calm the fuck down, because I'm in a good fucking mood. And I need to be in a good mood to get me through the shit that we're about to go through. And bacon, no, bacon, I hadn't forgotten your fucking worthless ass. I got up the other day and I'm eating some bacon for breakfast. I said, oh, I got bacon first thing in the morning. I was listening to the goddamn Bacon's podcast.
Great one. Where do you find your goddamn great big bacon on the internets?
I don't know. Maybe the goddamn bacon.com. What am I, your fucking mom? I'm not your mom. You know why I'm not your mom? I can prove to you I'm not your mom. Because when I park a fucking car, I can put the car between the goddamn lines of the parking place. That's how you know I'm not your mom. But I did fuck your mom, okay? Speaking of fucking your mom, somebody, I cannot for the life of me remember who it was. I want to say it was either Frank Cervi or the goddamn Bacon. Somebody made this joke about... So they're doing this bit, right? And they're talking about... Hold on. I got to do something real quick.
Wow.
Okay, I thought I like seriously fucked up there for a second. All right. Somebody was doing their thing, right? And they're talking and they're like sort of threatening somebody else. Not like real threatening, like comedy threatening. Because you have to explain that these days. So let's talk about this. It has nothing to do with fucking college kids. But this is something I've been wanting to talk about. So I listened to Matt Forney. Recently, Matt Forney did a podcast. This is a very long story. I'm going to try to condense this because it has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. So apparently, Christopher Cantwell got arrested for threatening somebody on the internet by telling them, I'm going to come and fuck your wife. Okay, now, once again, there's a lot of information really short. I used to listen to Christopher Cantwell's podcast. I said some good things about him. I do think he's a pretty good speaker. I think he's a pretty good writer. His opening monologues were interesting. Didn't always agree with him, but I agree with him much of the time. And yeah, I thought it was worth listening to. Then he did the taking phone call things. And as soon as he started taking phone calls, I just skipped to the next podcast. Okay, so I used to listen to Christopher Cantwell. I don't listen to Cantwell anymore because when he started turning in other right-wingers to the feds because he was trying to eliminate them because he viewed them as his economic competition and he wanted to make more money, I mean, there's nothing about that that's admirable. There's nothing, I can't... You know, it doesn't matter if I like agree with what you say most of the time and if you have some talent. I mean, that is completely out of fucking bounds. Okay? If I ever resort to shit like doxing other podcasters because I think that doxing other podcasters is going to make me more money or get me more listeners or anything like that, I want you, my listeners, to come to my house and I want you to fucking kill me. Okay, if I ever sink to that fucking level, please put me the fuck out of my misery. You say, great one, we don't know where you live. Aaron Cleary does. Aaron listens to Aaron, if I do something that fucking stupid, if I ever dox another fucking person, because I think I'm, or if I turn somebody into the feds, if I ever turn another right winger, now left wingers are different. They're not even human. We can fucking exterminate them and piss on their corpses, providing there's a corpse left after we fucking burn them up in an oven. I don't give a flying fuck about left wingers. But if I ever dox another right winger, Cappy, you feel free to tell everybody where I live and all of you come over to my place and you fucking kill me and put me out of my fucking misery. Because I clearly don't deserve to live. And Cantwell clearly doesn't deserve to live. And now I'm trying to remember why I'm talking about this. Okay, Cantwell, douche. Don't listen to him. Doxing. I hate when this happens. I have no... Why am I talking about this? What does this have to do with anything? Let's see. Douchebags. I was talking about... Okay, so douchebags, I was talking about the goddamn bacon. I'm just kidding, bacon! Bacon, I'm just fucking with you. Bacon will come and kill me. Bacon can fucking make bombs out of cell phones and shit. I don't want to fuck with him. Why was I talking about this? God damn it. See, this is like a conspiracy to stop the Great One from reaching out to the billions and billions of his listeners on the interwebs. I have no idea why I went down that path. I've completely lost whatever fucking pathetic train of thought was going on right there. Anyway, Christopher Cantwell is the fucking douchebag. Great One, do you disavow Christopher Cantwell? No, I don't disavow him because I never avowed him. This disavowing shit. The next fucker that disavows anything, I don't care who you are. You could be a fucking left-wing, tranny, fucking communist fag. Just stop with the disavowing. Stop disavowing things, okay? Just grow a fucking ball sack. No, I'm not disavowing anything because I never avowed anything. What the fuck does that mean to avow something? I don't know. Wait, wasn't I talking? Oh, I remember. God damn it, I finally remember. Everything's okay now. The Great One's train of thought is back on path. You say, Great One. Great One, I think you need to calm down a little bit. What does it matter what you think? Okay. So I'm listening to somebody. It might have been the goddamn bacon, or it might have been Frank Cervi, I'm not sure, or it could have been somebody else. But see, so they made this threat, which is obviously a joke, and that's how I got there from here. Because when Christopher Cantwell sends a message to somebody else on the internet and says, like, if you don't stop fucking with me, I'm going to come and have sex with your wife. I'm going to come fuck your wife. I mean, you guys do know that that's like an empty threat. I mean, that's bordering on a joke. I mean, Cantwell may have been serious when he typed that to somebody on his fucking computer from his mom's basement or something. But when you say something to somebody, like, has anyone ever said to you, hey man, if you don't stop doing that, I'm going to fuck your wife. Have you ever been really concerned that they were going to come fuck your wife? Right? I mean, it's not a real threat. And only a stupid person could interpret, like if Christopher Cantwell said to me, Great One, if you don't stop talking shit about me on your podcast, I'm going to come fuck your wife. I mean, I would be like, I would not report him to the authorities for this and say, oh, look, this is a real threat. Like Christopher Cantwell, he's really going to drag his fat crying ass to my house and bang my wife. I mean, what's more of a faggot? None of this has anything to do with college kids. I know, I'm sorry, deal with it. This is my fucking podcast. You know where the door is. You can leave anytime you want. Don't let the door hit you in your ass on the way out, okay? If you want a podcast where people ask each other if you can hear me, it's the Clary Podcast. You can find that over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. It's pick on. Every day is pick on Clary Day. Is there any day we don't fuck with Clary? No, you fuck with Clary every day because he deserves it, but not as much as Christopher Cantwell does. Because even though Clary likes playing video games where all you do is you pet your horses and you feed your horses, because God forbid you actually, I don't know, smash somebody with a fucking lightsaber or blow things up with a nuclear missile or some shit like that. No, you gotta pet my horses. Even though Clary likes to pet horses in video games, you know. Where was I going with that? Yeah, he's in Vegas playing golf, so who cares? With Frank Cervi. So he says, look, when somebody says to you on the internet,
you know, if you don't stop talking shit to me, I'm going to come bang your wife.
I mean, that's not really a real threat. And I don't know who is more pathetic, okay? The person who says to another person on the internet, if you don't stop hurting my feels, I'm going to come and have sex with your wife. Or the person who takes that threat threat, air quotes, there's air quotes on that. The person who takes that threat seriously enough to, like, report you to the authorities. I mean, I had that faggot on Facebook. It's one of my header images over on the website at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs, where you can send me email at Dodd. That's dog spelled backwards. That's fur baby spelled backwards. G-O-D at cynlibsoc.com. By the way, shout out to Edward, one of my regular commenters and emailers. I can't talk. Thanks, Edward. You're the man. Anytime I see a comment or an email from Edward, I know that I'm in for something good. You know, which of those two people is more fucking pathetic? And honestly, I think it's the person who would take that threat seriously. So I'm listening to somebody, and they're doing their spiel, and I don't even remember the exact context. But they said, you know, they're like hurling insults / threats at another person. And they said something to he. There's no they, because I don't. Oh, my God. I got this thing in the emails the other day from the email place where I host my podcast. One of the places I host my podcast. It's like, nominate your favorite female podcaster in honor of National Women's Month. And I'm like, I would not listen to a woman podcaster if my life depended on it. I don't give a flying fuck what women have to say in the real world. Why would I give a shit what a woman has to say on a podcast? So he, as in cock and testicles and testosterone, he, whomever I was listening to, was doing his spiel, and he said, he's doing this thing as if he's talking to another person, whatever. He says, I am going to kill you, skin you, dry your skin, and then use it to make a condom to fuck your mother. That is one of the best insults I have ever heard, and I cannot wait to use that in real life. I'm going to be talking to some motherfucker. I'm not Christopher Cantwell. I'm not going to cry on the fucking YouTube and then go on the internet and argue with people with my little shaved head and my fat gut. I'm Christopher Cantwell. I'm going to cry. I'm going to do it in person. I'm going to be talking some shit to somebody. They're going to be talking shit to me. And I'm going to be like, you know what, motherfucker? You keep fucking with me. I'm going to fucking kill you, skin you, dry the skin, and use your fucking skin to make a condom to fuck your mom. So why don't you get the fuck out of my face? You need to back the fuck up before you get jacked the fuck up. I can't wait to use that in real life. I've been walking around practicing that in order to throw it out to the next motherfucker that talks shit to me. All right. Speaking of motherfuckers. Speaking of talking shit, speaking of, hold on, let me do something real quick. The fuck? All right. See? Fucking boomers. If you boomers will just listen to the great one.
Well, no, I got a free copy of Windows 10.
No, you didn't. You didn't get a fucking free copy of Windows 10. You need to back the fuck up before you get jacked the fuck up. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's a great one. You're 20 fucking 5 minutes into the fucking podcast. Can we get to the goddamn college kids? Hey, everybody fucking relax. Just fucking relax, okay? I got this. This is from the CSU Collegian. We're off to a great fucking start. All right, deep breath. I got to get serious. I got to fucking focus. Hang on 1 second. All right, here we go. This is written by Cody Cook at Cody, C-O-D-Y, C-O-O-K-E, 17. 17, the digits, 17, at Cody Cook, 17. Cody Cook, I can't tell if Cody Cook is a overweight, unattractive man or an overweight, unattractive woman from this picture. But then again, with Zoomers, it doesn't really matter if they're male or female. Even they don't know. Cody Cook writes, on Thursday, February 13th, 2020, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, still hasn't built a fucking wall. Cody Cook writes, people need, it's not an option, it's not a choice, need, people need to stop stigmatizing. Now wait for it. I want you to say, great one. I want you. Now you're intelligent people, right? Because you got my joke about the Jews putting a Jew on the cross, right? You understood why that was funny. I don't have to explain that. None of you are sending me great accolades about how this was like the greatest Jew joke you've ever heard in your life. And the second best Jew joke is, how do you get a Jewish girl's number? Oh, you look on her arm. Oh God, that's the fucking way. Anyway, anyway, oh, excuse the fuck out of me for having fun. Anyway, I saw those looks of disapproval back there from the cucks in the audience. What big can't, but Israel, they're our ally. We have to protect Israel. They're the only allies we have in the Middle East. The only allies we have in the Middle East is the oil. And if we nuke the Middle East, if we nuke it so fucking hard that the desert turns into a fucking sheet of glass, guess what, motherfuckers? You can drill for oil through glass. Okay? We have no ally. We, the royal we, the people of the United States, have no allies in the Middle East. We only have people who are pretending to be our friends today so that they can stab us in the back tomorrow. So pray tell, my friends, my listeners, my dear, dear listeners who have above average IQs, who are far smarter than Aaron Cleary's listeners, in fact, smartest listeners out there right here, this podcast, all seven of you. What is it that a Zoomer, whom you can't even tell if it's a male or a female from looking at it, what is it? I kind of gave it away, it's a who. Who? It's not Doctor Who. Who would a Zoomer say that we, you know, those of us who work for a living, pay taxes, are going to get saddled with providing the Zoomers with free college and all this other horseshit. Who would a Zoomer claim that we, who work for a living and keep the electricity going and the water flowing and pay the taxes, need to stop stigmatizing? Could it be Bernie Sanders? Could it be Hillary Clinton? Could it be Barack Hussein Obama, the first half-black president? Who could it be? Could it be Nancy Pelosi? No, my friends. People need to stop stigmatizing. You might want to sit down. Or then again, not, because when I read the name, you're not going to be surprised. Karl Marx. Yes, my friends, the Zoomers have discovered communism. See, we need to stop stigmatizing Karl Marx, because you see, the only reason communism hasn't worked is because nobody's done it right. But you see, the Zoomers, the saviors, according to the conservatives out there, the Zoomers are the saviors of Western civilization. Let's go ahead and go down this path. Students at Colorado State University should not be discouraged from voting the way they want to just because they see a banner in the plaza proclaiming socialism sucks, or because someone might condemn their candidate of choice for being a communist. No, students at CSU should be discouraged from voting, first of all, because they're all parasites. They should also be discouraged from voting because they're stupid enough to think that communism works. Okay? Communism murdered how many people? Adolf Hitler. God, we've got to go there. Hitler only... Hold on. Hold on. Just everybody just grab your fucking linen and shut your fucking mouth. That's interesting. I go to Google and I'm typing in communist death toll. I type in communist death and it auto suggests communist death metal. Come on, internets. Come on. Oh, what's terminology? That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, let's get to the fucking numbers. Boy, there is a lot of avoiding numbers going on right now. Okay, so I found mass killings under communist regimes on Wikipedia. There is a whole lot of avoidance, of numbers on Wikipedia when it comes to how many people have been killed by communism. But I guarantee you, if I do a fucking search for how many fucking Jews did Hitler gas, oh, I'm gonna get a number shoved in my face real fucking fast. Well, guess what? The number of Jews that Hitler gassed is nothing compared to who the communist killed, how many the communist killed. That's why you little fucking CSU student pieces of shit shouldn't be voting for communism. Also, because in communist countries, they didn't have, you know, cell phones and internet and all this other shit. You wouldn't know that because none of you little college students fucking know anything other than Instagram and your fucking diversity brainwashing. These claims, the claims that communism sucks, these claims lack a true historical understanding of the words they use. I don't even know what that means. They try to win arguments by lumping their opponent into a category of hatred left over from the Cold War. A category that is unfairly stigmatized with the word Marxism. You mean kind of like leftist try to win their arguments by lumping their opponents into a category called racist? Is that what you're talking about, you overweight individual of undetermined sex? I would love to know what Cody is majoring in. I'm going to take a wild guess it's not engineering. Americans today have been taught a history. No, there are no Americans today who have been taught anything about history other than white people racist, okay? White people invented slavery. Slavery bad, okay? Only black people have ever been slaves. That's the closest thing to history that any fucking Zoomer has ever been exposed to. Please shut your fat ass up. Americans today have been taught a history of failed communism because, God damn it! Because there is no successful communism, you fucking fat piece of shit! My God, Hitler gassed the wrong fucking people. I've said it over and over again. You can't fucking figure out who to gas just based on their ethnicity or their skin color or anything like that. You can't just say, oh, the Jews are bad. We have to gas the Jews. There are some bad Jews. There's some good Jews. Okay? You have to gas people. No, you have to. If you want your civilization to exist, you have to find people like Cody and you have to gas them. Or just turn off the welfare and Cody will fucking starve to death and die because there's no way in hell Cody can get a fucking job. The reason Americans have been taught, such as anybody has been taught in this country in the last 30 fucking years, a history of failed communism is because there is no communism that hasn't failed. Show me the successful communist country. Show it to me. I am standing right here. Show me the communist country where everybody has everything they want. Show me the communist country where people are not standing in line for food. We don't even have to go to the extreme of everything they want, which is total bullshit and rhetoric. I knew that when it came out of my mouth. You knew that because you're intelligent. Show me the communist country where people aren't standing in line for food. Show it to me. Show it to me. And Karl Marx has been unjustly mixed up in that history. Yes, because Karl Marx had nothing to do with communism or Marxism. It's just unjust. It's just, oh my God, he's just so discriminated against. Karl Marx, oh my God, he's so discriminated against. He had nothing to do with communism or Marxism. And the idea that Karl Marx has something to do with Marxism is just so unjust. Oh my God, it's so unfair. Like, no justice, no peace. Oh my God, where's my pussy hat? Ironically,
I'm a Zoomer, I use the word ironically.
Ironically, by accepting a warped definition of Marxism, instead of trying to understand it for ourselves, we, I don't know who we is, I assume that Cody by we means overweight Zoomers of undeterminable gender, we actually confirm one of Marx's proposals. Quote, the class which is the ruling material force of society is at the same time its ruling intellectual force, unquote. If that's the degree of shit that Marx wrote, then it's no wonder I've never bothered to read anything Marx has ever written. The class, which is the ruling material force of society, is at the same time its ruling intellectual force. This is not true. The ruling intellectual force in the United States of America today is leftist college professors. And they are clearly not the ruling material force because they don't have anything, because they're all poor, because college professors don't make any money. In his opinion article for the Washington Examiner, oh God, it's in the Washington Examiner, that's irrelevant. In his opinion article for the Washington Examiner, a newspaper you don't read, Giancarlo Soap, somebody you've never heard of and don't care about, calls Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, somebody who got Ron Paul'd in the last election and will probably get fucked over again, a candidate who openly labels himself as a democratic socialist, quote, an all-out Marxist, unquote. Sopo, whom you still haven't heard about and don't care about, also claims that throughout his career, quote, Sanders has been an unabashed apologist, unquote, for the, quote, evil ideology, unquote, of communism. Well, he has. Sopo concludes by saying that Democrats should come to the understanding that Sanders is, quote, an unrepentant Marxist. We can end that quote right there. Yeah, all Democrats are, all fucking politicians are Marxist. Guys, all right, for the stupid people in the audience, and that would be none of you because stupid people don't listen to this podcast. When you get down to it, all statists are Marxists. Marxist, not Marxists. There's two conditions. There's government and there's no government. There's statism, there's anarchy. If you have statism, you have a communist government. The government is taking things away from people and redistributing them to other people. Now, we can sit here and argue about the degrees, and certainly that's the thing, right? There's a difference between if you get the tip of your finger cut off versus you get your arm cut off versus you get your leg cut off versus you get your head cut off. Okay, there are different degrees, but the form is the same. The degree is different. The form is the same. All statists are Marxist. All statists are communist. Some of them are just more communist than others. Great one. Do you really mean all? Yes, all. There are no fucking unicorn fucking politicians. There are no unicorn statists who don't want to redistribute somebody else's possessions to another group of people. If you take away the part of government where you take things away from people and give them to other people, you don't have government anymore. This is so complicated. Sopo barely attempts to connect the ideas of Marx to Sanders' platform or even define what he means by Marxist in his article. This is just one example of our cultures. I thought white people didn't have a culture. Of our culture's tendency to lump words such as communism, socialism, and Marxism all under one ideological umbrella. Yes, because communism, socialism, and Marxism are so vastly different from each other. To anyone who shares Sopo's opinion, those terms may seem synonymous. But this understanding is dangerous, and it threatens to obscure what the term Marxism actually means. Oh, Cody Cook, you of undeterminate biological sex. I sure hope you're going to enlighten me what Marxism actually means, because, I mean, I don't have a fucking clue. I mean, you're a Zoomer. You probably Googled it. God, I hope like hell I'm going to learn what Marxism means for the first time in my life. I hope this little fucking fat, overweight Zoomer is going to educate me. Perhaps Marxism has such a bad reputation. Oh, I notice how we're suddenly just shifting away from what the term Marxism actually means. So if somebody writes a sentence and says, well, you know, you're unfairly labeling this person as a Marxist and you don't truly understand what Marxism means. Now, an intelligent person, such as you, because you're listening to this podcast, would expect the next thing that comes out of this person's mouth is a definition of Marxism so as to illustrate how and why and in what ways you're using the term Marxism incorrectly. Perhaps Marxism has such a bad reputation simply because we've been raised in a pro-capitalist society. See, notice how we're pivoting. We instantly pivot, the royal we. I guess Cody could be a we, because I can't tell if Cody's a boy or a girl. It instantly pivots away from defining Marxism, which it just told us that, you know, all of this is obscuring what the term Marxism really means. So we instantly pivot away from defining Marxism so that the reader can figure out what Marxism actually means and pivot directly into attacking capitalism. Because, of course, we live in such a capitalist country where the government regulates everything and there's welfare out the yazoo and Obamacare. Because, yeah, once again, if you think we live in a capitalist country, you're a dumb fuck. Furthermore, most of you don't even know what capitalism is. Oh my God, great one. Are you going to talk about what capitalism actually means? Capitalism is a system under which you, me, everyone, you own, you have sole possession of the products of your labor. That is the capital. Capitalism is a system under which the products of your labor are indisputably your possession, and you can utilize those products of your labor for your own benefit or to trade with other people for their capital for mutual benefit. That is what capitalism is. And that is what people who are opposed to capitalism are opposed to. They are opposed to you owning the benefits and the fruits and the results of your labor. Because the people who are opposed to capitalism, like this piece of shit Cody, think that you are their fucking slave and that they own you and they own the things you produce. And that is why we need gas chambers. Because while turning off the welfare and letting Cody die slowly of poverty and starvation would save money, I would be willing to pay the tax money for the concentration camps to see people like Cody, people who think Marxism is just misunderstood, to see them rounded up and put in the ovens and fucking gassed. I would pull the fucking lever myself that releases the gas into the fucking chamber. Cody hates you, and Cody hates your freedom. But Cody doesn't have the balls, either literally or metaphorically, depending on if Cody even has balls, because I can't tell anything about Cody from this picture other than that Cody is overweight. Cody lacks the balls to tell you that Cody hates you. And thus, Cody hides behind Marxism. But we should accept, I love it when fucking overweight Zoomers talk about what we should do. You ever had a job, Cody? Have you paid any taxes yet? Are you still living with your parents? How much of your fucking bills are your parents paying for you? Just curious. But we should accept an opinion on a subject based on our own understanding of it and engagement with it, not what the predominant attitude towards it is. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I may have just had a revelation. We should accept an opinion on a subject. Now notice, the opinion, not any kind of objective, empirical, verifiable status. We should accept an opinion on a subject based on our own understanding of it and engagement with it, not what the predominant attitude towards it is. So if I go out and I rape a woman and I enjoy raping the woman, my opinion on the subject of raping women should be based on my understanding and engagement of it, not the predominant attitude towards it. Got it. Okay, this makes total sense now. Feels. See, I feel like raping women is okay, so it's okay, because it doesn't matter what most people think about it. See, I feel like gassing kikes is okay, right? I feel like making black people pick cotton, totally fucking cool. This is the Zoomers for you. For you conservatives out there, these are your fucking saviors. This is the logic skills. This is the reasoning skills of your fucking saviors, the fucking Zoomers. I suspect, I could be wrong. That's almost as funny as my joke about Jews putting a Jew on the cross. That was great. I could be wrong. I think there's a good chance the Zoomers are going to out-millennial the Millennials. Marxism is first and foremost a critical approach to understanding capitalist society. Where it gets most of its criticism, however, is perhaps in its view for the future. It's true that in the Communist Manifesto, Marx argues for a global worker revolution and a drastic, if necessary, violent reorganization of society. So remember, violence is okay when Karl Marx says there should be violence. Violence is only wrong when, you know, the Nazis put Jews in ovens. It's fascinating how violence, it always fascinates me too, how all statists, well, violence is totally okay when the violence is used for the things that they want to achieve. Violence is only wrong when other people use it. Well, it's never wrong to have violence in favor of what I want. And we can toss the right-wingers in this also. Karl Marx called for a violent revolution and reorganization of society in which, you know, people would die and everything. However, see, now we're about to learn why this is totally okay. However, this was only a prediction. Uh, Marx thought that such a revolution was inevitable, based on what he had observed in history books in his own life. Needless to say, it didn't happen the way he thought it would. Yes, because people who are naturally inclined to communism are people who are lazy and parasitical. People who are lazy and parasitical are not going to rise up and kill other people because they're too fucking lazy to kill other people. That's the one saving grace. I've talked about this before. I haven't talked about it enough. I need to talk about it more, right? The leftists, if left to their own devices, are no threat, because no leftist, like Cody Cook, if left to its own devices, is not going to do anything to harm someone who disagrees with it. But Cody Cook will send the government, which you right-wing faggots support, to harm people who disagree with Cody Cook. Leftists aren't going to do jack shit to hurt other people because they're lazy. But leftists will always get control of the government because the government will always pander to the leftist, because the government will always pander to the parasites. Because, as I have explained to you before, but none of you fucking listen, because God forbid you fucking listen to the Great One. If you don't need the government doesn't need you. Okay? It is a symbiotic relationship. You have parasites, you have government. Government protects the parasites from the host organisms and helps the parasites take things away from the host organisms. As a result, in a democracy, the parasites, because they outnumber the producers, keep the government afloat. This is why you cannot have a society which has a democratic form of government, by that I mean a form of government where everybody gets to vote, that will last long term. Okay, the United States of America, as it is now, with everybody being allowed to vote, has barely been around 100 years. I mean, the last thing, what? When did women get the right to vote? I don't remember offhand. I'm too fucking lazy to Google it. It was a sad, sad day. It's been about 100 years. That's it. In the entire history of the human species, democracy has been a thing for about 100 years. That is not long-term survival, and it's not going to last another 100 years. That is a prediction, and you can take that shit to the bank. The parasites will take control of the state, they'll take control of the government, for the purpose of extracting as much wealth, as much material goods from the producers as possible. And eventually it will fucking collapse. So no, the fucking parasites did not rise up and overthrow the rich people with violence, because the parasites are too fucking lazy to do that. The Bolshevik revolutionary Vladimir Lenin made adjustments to Marxist theories, and what resulted was the communism of the Soviet Union. Our negative understanding of communism has somewhat formed from people in history who manipulated and adapted Marx's ideas, and we shouldn't demonize Marx for developments he had no control over. We can, however, demonize white people who are alive today in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2020, for slavery, even though they had no control over slavery, because slavery happened before they were alive. We can demonize the fuck out of white people for that. And even more fascinating, a majority of white people will continue to cuck for the people who are demonizing them. Because, God forbid, white people tell any black people that, hey, if you don't like here living here in the United States where we have electricity and flush toilets and indoor plumbing, you can take your ass back to Africa any fucking time you want. Because, oh my God, that's racist, and we're so scared of being called racist that we'll just bend over and take it right up the ass. Just so terrified of being called racist. We're so fucking scared. Scared of being called racist. Please don't call me racist. I'm so scared. Scared. The integrity of his original argument still applies to our lifetime. Yeah, that's interesting. I'd be interested in knowing what you think the integrity of his original argument is, since you haven't actually articulated any of that. In his 1883 preface to the German edition of the Communist Manifesto, Friedrich Engels, who co-authored the manifesto with Marx, solely credits Marx with the, quote, basic thought, unquote, of the pamphlet. This basic thought, summarized as concisely as possible, okay, are we going to get some actual fucking information here? As opposed to your opinions about how everybody hates you and you're discriminated against because no one can figure out if you're a boy or a girl, is the idea that economic production determines the political, intellectual, and social structures of every era of history. Yes, it does. Economic production and economic consumption determines the political, intellectual, and social structures of every era. Yes, and what are you people right now today producing and consuming? Apple products, worthless college educations, global warming propaganda. Is this truly... So let's think about this for a second. Let me delve in. This is what Marxists think is like big brain. Okay, hold on. Let me read a little farther before I try to actually do real big brain on this. In short, economics are closely tied with the formation of societal classes and society in general. Economics are closely tied with the formation of social classes and society in general, such as the economics of people who can afford, be it by their parents paying for it or loans, to go to college and major in liberal arts, then form a specific social class in which they hate freedom, hate capitalism, and hate white people. Okay, the basic thought is the idea that economic production determines the political, intellectual, and social structures. Yes, economic production is what I'm doing a thing called thinking. Just wait for it. Economic production is what creates all the material goods around you. Now, it is an abundance of economic production that creates a society in which a person's basic needs, such as food, shelter, clothing, indoor plumbing, healthcare, right? Economic production creates an environment and a society and a civilization in which those things are either provided or not provided. And when they are provided, such as they are in our society, it frees people up to do things like go to college and major in subjects such as international communications or gender studies or social work that actually create nothing of value. Economic production has created a society in which people can literally Hitler be completely worthless to the society around them and still survive because there is such a great abundance of wealth and food and material goods that people can be completely worthless. People can create no value for their fellow human beings and still survive. So yes, economic production does in fact determine the political, intellectual, and social structures in a civilization. Because if your economic production is not high enough to allow parasites to exist, people have to create value for other people in order to survive. And so that focuses your political and intellectual and social structures in a different direction than where they're being focused right now in our society, where everybody is so fucking coddled and babied. To quote-unquote Marxist like Cody Cook, this is some kind of, this is what constitutes high thinking to them. This is what constitutes some sort of great revelation, right? I mean, this is the kind of shit in Ancapodice, like 12-year-old kids would have an intimate understanding of what I just said. Cody has 12 years of public education, however many years of college, and Cody thinks that this is some kind of high brain, high IQ, intellectual fucking look at me how smart I am shit. God. I mean, and Cody's existence is, yet again, this is a perfect example for the argument of why abortion should be legal. Because if Cody's mother would have aborted it, we wouldn't have to be suffering through this level of stupidity right now. In short, economics are closely tied with the formation of societal classes and society in general. Yeah, once again, there's people who have Apple phones and there's people who have Android phones. Do the economics form the social classes? Or do these differing social classes just engage in differing economics? It's a little too big-brained for you, isn't it, Cody? Oh, man, that would require some thinking or some shit. Right? It's like the thing I always wonder. Does smoking dope make people stupid, or do stupid people just gravitate towards smoking dope? I mean, I don't really know. I think it could very well be either one. It could be a combination. There's definitely a link between stupid people and smoking dope. Right, there's a link between people who don't know how to use a computer and people who buy Apple computers. Right, there's a link between people who have very high opinions of themselves and people who own iPhones. Does one cause the other? Does the other cause the one? I don't know, but there's a fucking link. Marx gives examples of this process throughout history from early feudal Europe to the French Revolution. This really does seem like a basic thought. It is a basic thought. Once again, it's the kind of thinking that 12-year-old children in Ancapodice would have had already and surpassed. Doesn't it seem obvious that the way a society produces wealth and the way it allows itself to distribute that wealth, society should not be distributing wealth? There's part of your problem right there. That's called communism. If society is distributing wealth, you have a problem already. Doesn't it seem obvious that the way a society produces wealth and the way it allows itself to distribute that wealth plays directly into how the society structures itself? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? We all know the answer. The egg came first if you listen to this podcast, because you're not fucking stupid. You know that the egg came first, and you know why the egg came first, because you're not a fucking retard like Cody Cook. The way the society structures itself comes before the distribution, after the production. You can't distribute without production. Ayn Rand said that. Possibly the only woman I have any fucking respect for when it comes to political opinions, and I mean that in all sincerity. Her and Carrie. You don't know who Carrie is. Or maybe you do if you've listened to this for a while. Carrie's also a Jew. Oh my God, she's a Jew. I'd fuck the God out of you. One of these days I'll have to talk about her some more. I would fuck her until my dick fell off. God damn, she's hot. Anyhow, so there's Carrie. And then there's Ayn Rand. Other than that, if you're a woman, you need to shut the fuck up about politics. You really do. That's not a joke. Think about Jews putting a Jew on the cross. That was a fucking joke. That was an underappreciated joke. Fuck all of you. The production has to come before the redistribution, okay? Because without production, there's nothing to redistribute. Ayn Rand said that. Actually, the structure of society has to come first, because society has to structure itself in a way that the producers can produce things, right? If your society is structured in a way such that you start producing something and you can't maintain ownership and control of it and you can't profit from it, then you're not going to produce it. So the society has to come first. Then within that society that allows you to produce something and to maintain control over the thing you produce, to maintain control over the fruits of your labor and subsequently benefit from those fruits by trading it with other people, right? That can only come after a society in which there are other people you can exchange your goods and labors and services with. So the society comes first. Then you have the production of wealth. And only after the production of wealth do you have the wealth being redistributed. This ignorant piece of shit. Yeah, just ignorant, that's all. Just ignorant. This ignorant piece of shit actually thinks that the production and redistribution of wealth comes before the societal structure. This is why Zoomers shouldn't vote, any of them. In addition to not allowing women to vote, I also certainly don't think anybody should be voting at 18. That is the biggest load of horse shit I've ever heard in my life. Minimum voting age. Again, assuming we've got to have your precious little fucking democracy where people vote, because yeah, that's working out really well. We gotta protect democracy. I would say the minimum voting age should be 30. And that's only because I'm drunk. If I was sober, I'm pretty sure it'd be fucking higher than that. And I have no idea how much more time is left in this fucking podcast, because I never remember how long the College Kid cast is. It's longer than the other podcasts, which I've got pegged in at 54 minutes and 20 seconds, as much as that antagonizes Aaron Cleary. Which is part of the reason I do it. Okay, this really does seem like a basic thought. Doesn't it seem obvious only to a fucking person who can't figure out if they're a boy or a girl? Doesn't it seem obvious that the way a society produces wealth and the way it allows itself to distribute that wealth plays directly into how that society structures itself? Oh, hey, the podcast is over. This is a Marxist idea. And a look at most American cities today can confirm that capitalism creates classes of haves and have-nots. No, it's not capitalism that does that. It's your egos and your spending habits that do that. What Americans know as communism today is not what Marx was proposing. In fact, the ideas that Marx put forward are still taught in universities to this day, and for good reason. Yes, we know they're still taught. Instead of using the word Marxism as an insult, we should acknowledge the benefits of the critical assessment of history that Marxism offers. There's your saviors, cucks.